James Ray.
I find so many people who maybe make a tremendous amount of money, but their relationships stink. And that's not wealth. You can go after the money and you might get rich, but it doesn't guarantee you'll be wealthy. I'm not suggesting that money isn't a part of wealth. It absolutely is, but it's only a part. And then I meet a lot of people who are quote unquote spiritual, but they're sick and broke all the time. That's not wealth either. Life is meant to be abundant in all areas.
If you have been brought up to believe that being wealthy is not spiritual, then I highly recommend you read the Millionaires of the Bible series by Catherine Ponder. In these glorious books, you will discover that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Jesus were not only prosperity teachers, but also millionaires themselves, with more affluent lifestyles than many present-day millionaires could conceive of. You are the heir to the kingdom. Prosperity is your birthright, and you hold the key to more abundance in every area of your life than you can possibly imagine. You deserve every good thing you want, and the universe will give you every good thing you want, but you have to summon it into your life. Now you know the secret. You have the key. The key is your thoughts and feelings, and you have been holding the key in your hand all of your life.
Marcy Shimoff.
Many people in Western culture are striving for success. They want the home, they want the great business, they want all these outer things. But what we found in our research is that having these outer things does not necessarily guarantee what we really want, which is happiness. So we go for these outer things, thinking they're going to bring us happiness, but it's backwards. You need to go for the inner joy, the inner peace, the inner vision first, and then all of the outer things appear.